Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. Of course, the trickery of the old Luciferians. Right before I come on air, up and everything and running, get ready to come on, and kaboom, there goes my internet. So anyway, I'm here now. Let me tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Don't you ever forget it. And if you're out there sitting there and scoffing and doing this, that, and the other, and or you're trying to walk and tiptoe through the raindrops so that you can border the line and you don't have to say the word Jesus or God in your life, but keep on the both sides of the fence. Well, let me tell you what, the Lord Jesus is going to come with his archangels when the time comes, and all iniquity and all of those that are against him and against our Father in heaven will be removed from this planet. They'll be taken off the earth. So I'm going to tell you what, look out for what you're getting ready to see. It's just going to just blow your mind. I could read the scripture and tell you that men's hearts will fail them for what's going to come on the earth. Well, let me tell you what, there's stuff already on this earth that fails them, you know? And I don't know what you think, but what I think is this. I know that what's going on is not right. It's just not in the right time span. It's not normal. And everything that's going on is designed to create, apparently, chaos. Remember the old motto of the Luciferians and of the 33rd degree, Ordo ab Chao. Ordo ab Chao, you know. Out of the chaos comes the order, all right? Out of the chaos comes the order. And right now, that seems to be ongoing. I mean, the France is on fire. The United States is polarized completely. And now we know that the president is a crook, all right? And that all of the Biden family are crooks. And then the cocaine is just a little, oh, well, pay no attention. You know it's him, but they're going to tell you probably it's him, all right? Allegedly it's him. Have you seen the picture, allegedly, where he might even be, have just snorted a little bit in that little hallway they found the crap in? While he's standing behind Jill Biden and Joe's talking and smiling to Jill. I don't know if that's a real deal, but it does look like he's pinching his nose as he just snuffs some up it. You know what I mean? So consequently, we've got all of this stuff ongoing, but that is a ruse. That's a deterrent. That is a situation. I'm reading an email in coming into me here. That's what's going on. So anyway, most all of the military aircraft of the United States are out of the country. We do have helicopters going up and down the Mississippi River. Now, I don't know what they're doing there, but I will tell you that is that I believe Brother Quayle is talking today on air earlier, perhaps, or maybe coming on about now or whatever, with Doug Hagman about the Poseidons. Well, these Poseidons we've been telling you about for over a year now, we think that they were brought in. They're what they are is an autonomous operating small submarine that is also a nuclear bomb that can create a 1,000-foot tsunami wall of water. What are they, 100, 150 megaton, whatever the heck they are. I don't pay attention to much of that, as I know they can put 1,000 feet or 500 feet of water up, and that when we told you about them the first time, we thought that they were being brought in through the St. Lawrence Seaway, okay, and then into the Great Lakes at varying points in time. And then we think they went as far as Lake Superior and Lake Michigan and also some of the other lakes. And the thing about them is they can sit on the bottom. They are autonomous. That means they work on their own. They work on their own volition. They can move, do different things, whatever they want to do. Or they can be, they're programmed to do, but then they work around that programming in order to accomplish that. They can have timers already set for some kind of an activity or some kind of a mission, like to blow up Lake Superior or Michigan or Erie or Huron or whatever in the Great Lakes, or to blow up maybe at the mouth of Mississippi or what have you, to expand all of that. or anywhere that you want to do. They could do it up and down the line on the Ohio, the Tennessee. We've also thought that maybe some of them were brought down, possibly brought down or something else. Maybe one of those Poseidons may have been brought by transport down into Kentucky, down the line of Lexington, and then maybe on down to the Tennessee River, because one of the targets is the, from the olden days of the Russians, was the TVA dams, Tennessee Valley Authority dams. And then that controls almost all the power regulation, all the power in the South, electrical power, and all of that. But we're at a point where we're at the crossroads here, and I don't mean a good old crossroads, but I'm talking about we're at a juncture point of where this thing could go really wild weasel. Now, I think that it hasn't, to be honest with you, deals with the fact that there has been a lot of prayer to preclude or to prevent a nuclear war that's being done by a lot of you out there. The Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, they hear the prayers. And I think that, frankly, that the United States and NATO and the Ukrainians, I think there was a plan to create the false flag image of them blowing the nuclear power plant, nuclear plant, whatever, how do you pronounce that, and the blaming on the Russians. Now, at the same time, the Russians, you know, are said that they were the ones going to blow it, and they have all the reasons. They may have explosives on it. I don't know. But the fact is that it seems to be that since there has been all of this talk and all of the discussion and all of the out in front of the whole deal about NATO and the United States, UK, NATO, and countries and the Ukrainians to blow that plant, to blame it on the Russians, that somehow or another that didn't happen, because it's out in the middle of the public. It's out in the middle of the public, and it's a good thing it is, all right? It's a good thing it is. Millions of people have seen that information, and many of you have prayed against it. There was a time, you see, when the United States may have been the chosen country, all right, to defend the world against the evil that the Luciferians bring. But now there seems to be at the top slots, not seems to be, there is at the top slots, a reversal and an acquiring of power and craving of power from Lucifer, their lightbringer, you see. And that they're giving up all their stuff to get to gain the power over the United States and the world. And that would include Austin, Millie, all of them. Red China Joe, don't you know? A whole bunch of, most of the Congress is involved in that. You ever wonder how nothing ever happens? Well, we're going to hold them accountable. Nothing ever holds anybody accountable. The only person they're holding accountable is Trump. Oh, they let Junior, they let Hunter off on a little, easy pass. Let him off on an easy pass. And then this cocaine thing, who knows if it's him or if it's one of the other White House staffers. When Clinton was in there, they were loaded all the time, man. To be honest with you, when George W. Bush was in there, there was a lot of people that were loaded, and a lot of people also doing the hump the bump, you know, the rear freight train engine dance of the queer boys, you know what I'm saying? And they used to even watch in those days, they used to watch in certain areas of the White House films coming out of the Iraqi jails, the Iraqi prisons, where they were had the Iraqis with head hoods on and stuff, and they were naked, and how then they were had various people torturing the Iraqi prisoners in the jail. And it wasn't Saddam, it was a woman from the U.S. military, a man from the U.S. military, hitting them with cattle prods and zapping them with different stuff, tuning them up. Talking, dirty to them and trying to get them to do stuff. And then when they did do stuff, their body, Then they would hit it with a hammer or hit it with the electric wire or whatever they're doing. All of that stuff has been going on. We've got a corrupt system. We have a corrupt system at the top. We have been mostly, as a country, mostly good. But I'm going to tell you, I think the Lord has removed his hand from the United States. Now, on the fact that you're out there praying and that there is, to a great degree, a large number of people more engaged and involved in the prayer world, then I think that is some of the answer as to why this thing has been forestalled. But I cannot, you know, tell you enough how many times have I read Matthew 24 to you, Luke 21. How many times we read Revelations to you? And Jesus doesn't say, oh, this is all going to be A-OK and everything's fine and the way we are now, it's going to go on because we're the good people. No, he says that if time were not short for the elect, there would no flesh be saved. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. All of what's going on. And Jesus said, these are the beginning of sorrows. So we're just in the beginning. So what can you do? You can go to Matthew 25. You can go to Matthew 25. And you can do things to prepare. It talks about the lamps and the lamp oil. Well, how many hours of light do you wish in a night to have if all of the power grid has been turned off, whether it be by EMP bombs over the center of the United States, which does knock out the entire power grid of the United States, all of it, and including a large number of the cars, their electronic ignitions, radios, all the different stuff on them will be fried, and you're dead duck, and you won't be able to start the car, and you're going to have to walk off of I-70, I-90, I-5, you know, whatever it might be, I-10, I-35, I-27, whatever the different things, I-40. In the book, 1 second after, they have right outside of Black Mountain, they go out there and they have all of a sudden all of the cars die and people start walking out of the cars in the little old Black Mountain. And then people come down from the Montreat College to see what's going on. And there's thousands of people walking up, you know, and at Asheville are walking up in this book. So then within about 15 minutes, after people know what's going on, within 15 minutes, the store shelves in the grocery store are cleaned out. The drugstore, all of the medicine cleaned out, all of the different stuff, the hardware stores, the different things, any gasoline that is still being able to be pumped, it's cleaned out. And then that is just on an EMP. If you also have select hits, you know, on the major cities, there'll be no banking, there'll be no ATMs, there'll be no internet. You might have some of the satellite phone access for a while, but as the Chinese or the Russians take out satellites as well with kinetic activity, and then they may do that all unilaterally based on some kind of a threat that they feel is getting ready to happen to them, they may just go ahead and do it. So this is still a thing that did not happen on the 4th of July. I prayed it would not. I'm sure you did too. I pray that it didn't happen yesterday or that it will happen today. So consequently, you've got a situation to where you are... see what this got going on. Huge amount of Blackhawk choppers up and down the Mississippi River Valley from Great Lakes to Gulf of Mexico. Okay? They're looking for something in the Mississippi. Looking for something in the rivers. All right. Maybe something's coming up on a from the Gulf, you see. Maybe a Poseidon comes up through the Gulf and then deposits up somewhere, you know, in the Mississippi. So that they're going to look up and down, they may be looking for infiltrators as well. There may be information about Russian Spetsnaz or Red Chinese Commandos. The Red Chinese have been coming in by the thousands and the thousands. We told you that the loony balloons, the so-called loony balloons now allegedly owned by DARPA, allegedly off-the-shelf corporation, allegedly, Raven Aerostar, and then also allegedly also partially owned by, what is it, TCON, you know, in Maryland, which are surveillance things. We said that the loonies were being used, and they were down on the border, and they were from the backside. We were hearing about they were giving directions, allegedly, some of them giving directions to Red Chinese infiltrators coming across the border as to where to go to get money, transportation, where to get a boat to come up the Mississippi River, all right? To get a car or truck or whatever, go to the rancho in Texas of the big general, you know? The old red Chinese, supposedly retired general who bought the big farmland and ranches adjacent to one of the large military Air Force bases in Texas. So, allegedly, we've got that. And then we've got Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We got a loon up there, and we got one over Duluth, Minnesota. So now they've been staying closer to home since the Montana congressman brought the fact up that loony balloons were still looking. When he starts to query, and they find out all the stuff that we told you 2 years ago is the truth. We told you 2 years ago that there are these 30, 40-foot platforms with every sensor, every camera, every videotape, every microphone, every antenna, every transceiver, every kind of conceivable thing, and also with an ionic engine that could steer and push the balloon at approximately 50 miles an hour, and they can control it, and it can go around in a circle right over an area, or do a racetrack loop, you know, an oval loop, or go on down its way, or stop and relatively easily stop and hover over an area just by moving back and forth slightly in the wind. And that a lot of that material was U.S. made type material. We did have a picture that I was able to see one time that was made by a London or an English company. I told you this last week, but I'm going to tell you again, because this goes to the heart of the matter, that the top slots in the United States, allegedly in the military intelligence, the executive branch, and all of them, that they're tied in with the high Luciferians. And hence, because of that, they're also tied in with all the World Banks and all the stuff, and also the Red Chinese. You don't think that the Red Chinese don't have banking associations with the money center banks of the world? You got Yellen there right now, apologizing to the Red Chinese. And what's she doing? What's she really doing? She's begging them to rebuy United States treasury bonds, treasury bills, treasury notes, etc. That's what she's begging them to do. And she's saying, oh, we don't want to decouple from you in the economy. We love you and you love us. And oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What we should do is we should take the money. If you're going to print money, why don't you print some up? And in every small doggone town in the East Coast, in the Midwest, in the South, the Southwest, the Northwest, all of it, the Central Plains, why don't you take and put some factories into small towns and make your own radios, make your own clothes, make your own pencils and ballpoint pens and all of that. Make knives, make, firearms, make ammunition, whatever it is. And if they don't want to get any of this to you, you know, in terms of the rare earth minerals, which we allowed Red China to capture the rare earth minerals market. Do you remember when George W. Bush went down and he was going down there to South America to get everything nailed and get the trade agreements right? Before he went, the Red Chinese sewed up, 47 different trade deals down there. And then George Bush was being pulled in I believe that was in, what was it, Chile or Argentina, pulled into this building by himself, and then his Secret Service man, he only had one with him. Bush had to fight his own way out back and to grab his Secret Service man by the arm and pull him through the door. This thing has been lost in terms of a lot of it a long time ago. So therefore, what I'm going to say to you right now, Matthew 25 tells you to get the lamps and lamp oil. You figure out how many hours of light you want a night. All right? What is it, 4 or 5, whatever it is you want. And you get a Dietz lantern or one of the other type of oil, or, you know, lamp oil lanterns or kerosene lanterns. And you figure out what the fill rate is and how long it will last for that tank. And then you make sure to get you extra wicks and extra globes and all the different stuff you're going to need. But then you also then buy the lamp oil. Don't buy citron oil and use it in the United inside. You got to be attention. You got to be precise. I prefer regular lamp oil because I don't like the smell of the kerosene as much. But if you got a kerosene lamp, that's all right too. You got kerosene, fine. But you buy a lamp oil and you figure out how much it would take to burn your tank for 4 hours a night or 5 hours a night for a year, all right? You buy that amount of lamp oil if you can. If you cannot, buy one more jug to give you another 10 days or 20 days or 30 days or whatever it is. You can also use olive oil, but there's shortages of olive oil and the price of it's going up. And let me say one other thing. I'm just saying everything that's on my heart because I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm at the point to where I'm getting worn down. I'm getting worn out. I can hardly walk on my leg. The pain level is, you know, in my scale, and I can take a lot of pain. I'm at about a 7 or an 8 when I walk. And then for a while, it gets better, all right? For a few hours, it gets better. And then the next thing you know, I get up, and it's like, yow! Can't even go out anywhere because I tend to voice my disapproval of the hurting, you know? But I'm still here, and I ain't going to be chasing anybody. I said this one other time, and old Big Mac out there laughed because he knew what I was talking about. I said, I ain't going to chase anybody. I'm just going to reach out and touch somebody with the long range, you know what I mean? And I got enough fight to fight even with my hurting in the leg. I still put it up somebody's slat side if they need be. But I'm going to tell you, I ain't no easy mark. Because you know why? Because there's power in the blood of Jesus, and I'm with him, and he's with me. And when you know that, it removes the fear. It removes the fear, ladies and gentlemen, because you know where you're going to go. If you lose your life, if you shuffle off your mortal coil here on this planet, you're going to go to heaven. You see, and that's the deal, and be with Lord Jesus if he is your Savior, you see. But like I was talking about the loons, two loony balloons are outside of Sioux Falls. Well, South Dakota is their home base now, the Raven Arrow Star. They're staying close to home because the jig is up. The information is out of the bottle, you know what I'm saying? And then Duluth, Minnesota, that's sitting right over there. Now, what they're doing, if you look at the different weather systems, these also can produce frequencies. They can do freaks and pulse them, certain radio freaks to help create those tunnels where then they can blow in with the big push of the harp-like devices and the atmospheric heaters. They can then push the energy through the tubes, but they can create these certain anomalies, all right, that will then, when pulsed, will create a channel line for the thunderstorm to go down, a tube, if you will. So I don't know what's going on right now in the northern section in terms of weather, but all I know is that there's been all kind of stuff happen, all kind of tornadoes and all kind of stuff, and they call them derechos now. But then in certain areas, like if you're sitting in Ohio, and you're by the right path, you see the derecho coming in towards Cincinnati into Dayton, and then all of a sudden, it flips around like some invisible force field, and nothing happens really in Dayton, and nothing happens too much. Oh, there might be some rain and stuff, but not the 100-mile-an-hour winds or 150-mile-an-hour winds, And then those flip around and then go on after it and reform. There is a large amount of weather warfare going, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's the Russians or the Red Chinese. And although it very well could be, and in this case might be, you might also know that the Luciferians at the top of your government, the Luciferians at the top corporations and banks of the United States, New York and of London and Zurich and all the different places, that they worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, and that they're operating on his plan to do blood sacrifice. You remember? I'll tell you, it was about the third show I started talking to you about. Sharpen your K-bars and load your mags, because what they're trying to do is to kill, you know, 6.5 billion people on this planet. Population planet Earth, no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity, you know, under Lucifer, blah, blah, blah. The fake Christ, the fake Lord Jesus' last, you know, final coming, fake that, and then to try to insert the counterfeit Antichrist, the AC that is possessed by Lucifer himself. And that is what they're trying to do. I mean, if you know that, then how does it pale? It's interesting to watch the political stuff. It's interesting to watch it. You know what I'm saying? But I will tell you what, it's not going to be the solution of it, because there's going to be wars. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. And famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Well, don't you think you ought to make sure that you're ready to go? That you are ready to go? Well, chaos is being unleashed. Somebody's going to come in and set the order. Ordo ab chao, you see. Yes. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Here's an article right here, naturalnews.com. United Nations planning to seize global emergency powers for pandemic 2.0. Well, they're getting ready to release something. They're talking about bird flu. They're talking about Ebola. Well, I would tell you, maybe they're going to have an Ebola pox. The Ebola pox was created allegedly down in Australia at one of the big, I can name the name, but why fool with it? One of the largest pharmaceutical companies down there, and they had a 90% kill ratio. Do you think that qualifies for pestilence? Do you think we have a situation where have, you know, herds of beef that are 1952 or 1957 levels, when our population was maybe 120 to 140 million? We had the amount of beef then. Is there any wonder that you got, in the grocery store, you got $35 steaks, you know, and that kind of stuff. And then it's supposedly going to go maybe triple in the next month or two. Use the opportunity while you still have any kind of money, any kind of ability to do anything, to, if nothing else, get you an extra can or two of chunky soup or Progresso soup. Get you an extra bag of rice, okay? You know, and get ready for that. Get you any kind of solar generator, any kind of thing you've got. And make sure that you've got firearms and ammunition. You're going to need more than one box of ammo. You can waste one box of ammo on two or three perps out in the alleyway that are popping at you. You need at least 1,000 rounds. If you can get it. If you can't get it, then get what you can. I'm never trying to say anything. Pray to the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, help me to obtain the things that I will need to survive and to survive till the end, endure till the end, as you say, Lord Jesus. So that I will be around when you and your angels come and you take out the Luciferians and take them down and throw them into the gates in the fiery furnace, you know? The gates of hell. Throw them through. So I don't know. I think a lot of people are being prepared, but there's still a lot of people who do not have quite have the thing. It's like, well, we'll see. you know. Well, it's we'll see. And then some point in time, I hope it isn't your time. It could be then we'll see. And then the next thing you know is you see old Lucifer's going, ha ha, you finally made it down here, huh? There's all kind of, I'm looking right here, Vilnius. Loras, Vilnius. Poland, all kind of new readings that are high, getting higher on the counts per minute on the radiation. That means nuclear weapons probably being moved through, you know, on behalf of NATO. France's top military officers, also out of Natural News here. Former top brass French military commander and several other senior officers have reportedly delivered an ultimatum on July 2nd to French President Emmanuel Macron to restore order in the country within 48 hours, or they will do it themselves with the army. Ordo ab chao. You got the chaos, they're going to create the order. Oh, man, you know, it's just amazing to me. You look at the Dow Jones Industrial Index today, closing. 33,922.26. Well, if you go 3 and 3 slash, you know, and you add that up, that's a 6. Then you have 9, 2, and that adds up 9 and 2 and 2 is 13. So 6, 13, and then you got 2 and 8. 2 and 6 is 8. So 6, 13. 13 is Lucifer at the end of the table instead of Jesus, is 8. 6, 13 is 8 is God, is King, is universe. All right. And then the Dow was down 366, 3, 6, 6. All right. So you got 3 times 6 is 18. That's 666, right? Plus another 6. And then you got 3 and 8 is 11. All right. So you got basically 666, 11. All right. November, perhaps? By November? Or the 11th of the month, July. There's all kind of conferences being held on the 11th, by the way, on the 11th, which I just thought of this and tripped my memory of it. On the 11th of this month, July, is the big NATO conference in Vilnius. Vilnius, I believe, what is it, Lithuania? Yeah. So consequently, you've got a scenario where you've got what? You've got a scenario where there's going to be this big meeting. Are the Russians or somebody going to do something to that meeting? Will there be an explosion? It's being guarded apparently by a lot of troops. All right. Being guarded by a lot of troops. Consequently, you've got it to where it's a big target. There's other meetings and stuff in Brussels and all over in the regions over there. Oh man, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know exactly when, but the Lord Jesus has told us all about it and what's going to happen. Whether it be in Matthew 24, Luke 21, there's portions of Mark. Of course, I also key in on Ezekiel 38, 39, which almost over 19 years ago now, Brother Quayle, he had me on as a guest before he put me on the air. And he says, Hawk, why don't you take us around the world? What you think is going to happen? Well, just everything that Steve and I talked about back then in June of, 2004. It's almost always coming to pass right now. A large portion of that was Ezekiel 38-39. A Gog-Magog war, but then that expands. And then you see Meshach and Tubal, all right? Then you're starting to get on up into the areas, heading on up into Russia and into the Black Sea, too. And the Mediterranean area and into the Black Sea. So we're at a point where we're about ready to see a lot of this stuff go down. And this is the time to continue to rapidly prepare based upon your lists of what you need. Preparations lists are available in a lot of places. You can get them at Nitro Pack, Emergency Essentials, all the different places like that. You can go up online to the Organic Prepper. There's all kind of lists that you can say. Just type in preparedness list for end times, and they'll have a whole set of lists. You go back to Holly Deo's book, Dare to Prepare. There are lists and things that are in No Such Thing as Doomsday. There are things that you can do and that you can find in like a book called Back to Basics, okay? You can go and find stuff up on standeo.com. It's Holly's Place. They used to call the area the Holly's Place. And she's got lists up there for free if you can't afford to buy the book. She lists the initial things that she did of how much food to get, of what type, and when to, all the different things. She then has lists for medical supplies and then general lists of tools and things and implements and all the stuff that you'll need. And you get those lists and you start to check them off and see what you got. Another thing that you can do if you're already prepared a lot, perhaps you can sit down and say, if scenario number one happens, here's what to do, A, B, and C. And you give instructions and give information that if you were taken out of the mix, you didn't come back from work or whatever, or you got stopped on the checkpoint, on the freeway or whatever. And if your wife and your children are at home, you tell them what they should do and what they might want to do and what to watch out for. And where, if you haven't told them where all the different stuff is at, to tell them where it is at and how to use it. And when to take off, and if they see such and such, maybe you should go to grandma's house, or maybe you should go over here, out in the country, or to your cabin or fish camp at the lake or on the river, But that's the kind of stuff that you can do. If you see that, then here's A, B, and C. These are the things that you should do. You may want to do that and put them in plastic sleeves and put them in a notebook and say on the front, this is for you, and have your wife keep that, or your husband. A lot of people, it's the wife doing the preparations. So you might want to say, hey, here, if you need something to do, here's where it's at. Here's the things that if this happens, this happens, this happens, this is what we think we should do. And there may even come a time in there where you tell them, hey, if you can't get out now, then you better be ready to fight. And here's where this firearm and this firearm and this firearm and what you could do. And then I know I was talking to somebody the other day, and they had somebody had a farm, in the middle of Illinois, who was a connected person for years and years and years, and how they just happened to have, they had licenses to have more rapid firing weapons legally and everything, but they also had taken the steps apparently to already dig some of the tiger pits and some of the different things, you see. And anybody from the Vietnam War knows what that is. But all that kind of stuff at the last minute could be done. If you think you're going to experience nuclear war and you do not have preparations done or that kind of stuff, there are things that you can do in your basement or your garage. You can take a 3/4-inch sheet of plywood, put about two tube of tens on, make a U-shaped tube of ten, one on the end, two on the sides, okay? Then you could make sure you've got that up to where you and your family can get in behind the sheet or sheets of plywood okay, down in the basement, let's say, and you got a brick wall or a concrete wall or whatever there, and you get underneath it, and then you put in front of that stuff to where the sheets of plywood don't fall down on you, but you also bring in your food and your water barrels and all your stuff and you on extra furniture, the old sofa, the old chair, you know, that kind of stuff. And park it at the end there on the different ends, and you put also in between the 2x10s and the plywood. If you've got bricks, you line bricks up and down that thing. Put bricks up and down or flat blocks up and down, all right, to give you extra protection from radiation. If you have a gas mask, and if you do not have them, you might want to get them and try to even order them right now. Military grade, brand new, not surplus, military grade, brand new, military grade gas masks that have the full nuclear, biological, chemical, the C-burn, the radiation, the radiological. I just call it NBC, nuclear, biological, and chemical filtration. And they will also then filter out the tear gas and that kind of stuff. And then you need at least the minimum of a Tyvek, T-Y-V-E-K, Tyvek F suit, hazardous, situation suit with booties to go over your shoes or boots, with headgear, like a hood, all right? And then you also, if you get those, make them sure that they're larger so that in case you could or needed to, you could have body armor on underneath that, level 4, level 3, level 3A, whatever it is you can get. But level 4 is available. Level 4 body armor plates are available, not that expensive, along with the carriers for them, the vests and that kind of stuff. They're available at sportsmansguide.com, sportsmansguide.com. You can also at Sportsman's Guide, using your credit card, your membership to get you a little extra discount too, you can buy PASGAT, P-A-S-G-T. That's like the helmets from our guys wore in the Iraq War, all right? Kevlar, you can also get up there. I saw this a day or so ago. You can also get the Mitch, M-I-C-H, more streamlined race-type helmets where you can have more radio gear in your ear and that kind of stuff. And then you can do all of that. And those are not bad. But if you had body armor and you could put that over the body armor, all right? Then you need the big rubber chemical type gloves, the butyl rubber or whatever the heck it is, the big ones. Not like little thin ones, but the big thick ones. There are also big rubber chemical proof boots if you want to do that. But I would rather have, I think, the regular combat boots on and then the booties up over those. So that can be at the ready. Your rifle, the shotgun, the revolver, the pistols can be cleaned and ready to go and all set up. And then each person could have doesn't have to be a giant house load, big huge Alice pack or 33 liter pack or one of those kind of things, but it could be at least a medium sized rucksack that would then have all kind of stuff in it. You can have on a pistol belt, you can put two or three canteens, an ammo pouch, a folding shovel, in a kit, all right? And then in your rucksack, you can then have on it, you can have 2-gallon canteens and another canteen full of water. Or you can do the platypus back water thing with the chew on the plastic tube business. But you can also get the gas masks that have the ability to utilize certain canteens to drink out of them. All right? Now, that's hard to do and to get it quick, but you can do that within a few hours of research. Some of you can be got in the local surplus stores, like pistol belts, like suspenders and that kind of stuff for the belt. butt pack, you know, the medium-sized Alice pack. That's a good example. Or the small one, if you get a small one, whatever it is. And you do even one of those for the kids. What can you put in the kids? Well, you can put in there water and candy bars and, you know, all kind of stuff. MREs. It's a preparedness time. It's a preparedness time. So continue to prepare. Continue to prepare. And I also would tell you the preparation is to repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and to ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Have a personal relationship with one. You want to have Jesus to manifest himself to you? Then read John 14 the whole way through. Read John 14 the whole way through. Read John 14 the whole way through and look at the marvelous gift and what Jesus tells you. He tells you how he will manifest himself to you. And anything you ask in his name, and his name is Jesus, he will try to do. Oh, man. You know, it's just amazing. He gave you the power. He ordered you and told you, you gave you the power over scorpions, over serpents, and over the power of the evil one, you know? So use that power. Stand up. Stand on your hind two legs. Put your dukes up. Get your garbage can lid and your Louisville Slugger, or your garbage can lid and your sharpened machete, or your sharpened little axe or hatchet. And when the time comes, avail yourself and wade into evil and lay them into the waste and let them get thrown into the fiery furnace, into the gates of hell, for they can burn forever in that plasma fire. But I don't want to do that. I want to put my trust in Lord Jesus. Because if he's with you and he knows you're with him, then I'm going to tell you what. The fear starts to dissipate. He starts to wash you clean. You start to see clearly. You start to see the hypocrisies and all of the stuff. All of the wild stuff and the craziness of portions of the church, of the Vatican. But not only the Vatican, but of all the different denominations. In the Protestant world, too, at the top slots. There's stuff there that goes on that you cannot believe. And it has nothing to do with the personal relationship of you and Lord Jesus. And he tells you how to pray. I mean, he tells you everything. He told you what's going to happen, and it's happening. So if you don't believe Jesus, then don't believe anything he said in Matthew 24, Luke 21. Don't believe it. He tells you who's going to betray you. Don't believe it. But then when it happens, then don't be a dummy. Don't wait to see. We'll see. Oh, we'll see. I'll just go ahead and take my trip to Hawaii. Ha ha. Luau time, you know. Ha ha. It's nice if you can go, but I'm going to tell you, if you don't have provisions already laid back for your family, your children, grandchildren, you know, a few good neighbors or friends to help them in a time of need and to admonish them and to tell them, hey, you got to get ready. And if they tell you, oh, you're all full of, you know what, and you're one of them crazy people, they come to your door after the crap goes down. You tell them, hey, this is what Lord Jesus said to the foolish virgins in Matthew 25. Who said, Lord, Lord, open to us. Because, you see, they didn't have any lamp oil, and they had to go buy some. Because the wise virgins, they took their lamp oil, and they waited. When the bridegroom came, they were ready. They went into the door with them. And then the foolish ones say, oh, Lord, Lord, open to us and let us in. Ah, ha, ha. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Well, I'm your cousin. I told you 20 years ago that you better get ready. Are your children with you? No. Well, then see you later, alligator. Get off my property. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. That's a strong statement for the Lord Jesus to say. But he says it. He says it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, Brother Steve Quayle, if you need gold or if you need silver. But I'm telling you what, you can also get some of his books still, and I would urge you to do so. And I would urge you to get his special briefings or his Quayle 2.0, QPOS 2.0, to get up on the latest information Brother Steve has. And then if you can get any of his books, and while you're sitting there in some campfire sometime, or you got those lamp oil that you bought when you say, that's crazy old hawk, tell me to get enough lamp oil for a year. And there you are, 3 hours deep in the night, and you're taking the watch to oversee your family and your children and to protect them about the howling people and wolves out there on the outskirts of where you're at. Then you can sit there and you can say, oh, man, I'm glad I'm reading here, and I'm reading Brother Quayle's book, and this is what he said was going to happen. And, oh, in this book, he talked about this, or in Xenogenesis, changing men into monsters, or Terminated, the end of man is near, or any of those kind of things. Ancient aliens, fallen angels, any of those books, the weather warfare books, all of them, whatever Steve's got, the giants books. And keep your children interested in something, and at the same time, give a Christian message about it. Brother Quayle's book on the giants will do that. Now, the Nunemakers, Nunemaker, have a ministry that's been going on for quite some time in Indochina, Indochine. And I'll tell you what, they're on fire for the Bible, the Word of God. They're on fire for Lord Jesus. And they're singing his praises. And I'll tell you what, each one of those Montagnard tribes, that's Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Shan states, Vietnam, and Burma or Myanmar, all right? Old Indochine. They're still able to get printed up in the dialects of the mountain tribe villages, Bibles in their dialects, songbooks in their dialects. And they have an extensive ministry that's creating their own preachers now. They created preachers over there, and those preachers are not creating preachers. They're baptizing, they're holding meetings, they have services, and they're singing and praying. Anything can be sent to them is most welcome. Send it to Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Myerstownwn, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, that's Nunemaker, Nunemaker, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown at the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you keep old Hawk on the air and keep me swinging the old ball bat at the Lucy's head. Keep me in the game, ladies and gentlemen. Keep me in the game, and I'll tell you, you can reach me anytime, usually by email. I try to answer a number of different ones. Most of the time, RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. And then I'll tell you what, anything is most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, silver half, ounce of silver, silver dollar, a little bit of gold or what have you, or a check. Make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's my privilege to be on now, going on 20 years. We've passed the 19-year mark, so there you go. And many of you out there I've communicated with for over the years, and, you know, to Ronnie up in Iowa. May Lord Jesus come to you and touch you right now. May he touch you right now and remove anything bad in your body. Remove it right now, Lord Jesus, remove it. And let Ronnie know that he loves him, okay? That Jesus loves him and that he needs to just go ahead and to be restored the instant the Lord Jesus touched him. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And to the old sheriff, the old stagecoach stop. I'll tell you what, you talk about people who are blessed by the Lord because they have such faith in the Lord. I saw pictures, just beautiful, of their first harvest of the season of their vegetables. Head lettuce, big heads of cabbage, eggplants, all kind of stuff. Marvelous produce. And they're so faithful. And then that wonderful man, the old sheriff, I call him, he died, I think, two or three times in the hospital. Then he was then revived, and then he came to, and they said, well, how, you know, he says, I'll tell you how. It's because of the Lord Jesus brought me back. There's power in the Lord Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to the testimony of the person I'm telling you about and all kind of others I've told you about. I'll tell you what. What's you ask in his name? Go to John 14 and read that. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, for your ranch, for your business, for your house. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Use your high technology and your spacecraft and strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Strike blows against those who would throw this world into a total warfare. Pending arrangements, I know you're ready. And Mickey Lapua, you're right on the optics of the old 338. Be ready, Mick, because they're coming. And maybe you ought to go out to Porky's here before too long and double check that everything is ready, at the ready. Road and track and little L, Lord Jesus loves you. Very proud of you, as well as your ninja ways and your Muay Thai, shooting of the rifles and that kind of thing. Take time to read books. Get time to study and have your daddy tell you about electrical circuits. And maybe you can learn some of that. Do other things of a scientific nature that you may need in the future. Oh, man, I tell you, if you're on the old Warren Soul Drive, hello.